We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome to Over Night America. Boom! Last day of the week, Thursday into a Friday. Yeah! Does feel pretty good. I am a fan of the last day of the week myself. It's not just because of Rebecca Black gets you all pumped up for being Friday. It's just because it's fun. Producer Mike, I want to bring you up here real second. If you can hop on over to the mic. Earlier today,
I'm here.
This is what, oh, here you are. This is what it looks like around my house right now. I handed you a print off of a drawing, and I posted this online. If anyone wants to look at it, look me up on Twitter, at Ryan Recker. Or, if you really want to, just twitter.com/Ryan Recker. If you don't have an account, you can find me that way, too. My son draws a lot. He's got his markers. He'll draw. And our house right now looks like an art gallery with the drawings just taped all over the walls, all over the chairs. He just, as soon as he gets done with one, he wants to put it up somewhere.
He's like a young caller Jerome.
Yes, he is. So this is one of his latest drawings, and I was intrigued by it because I like the way it looks. It's a neat drawing, and this is the one I posted online. And I printed a copy off, and I wanted to see if anyone could guess this drawing. Now, no one online was able to properly guess what this was. Producer Mike, you say you're very good at deciphering the messes that is children's drawings. So I printed a copy for you. I left it in there. Did you see it?
Yeah, okay. I have it. I am usually good at deciphering kids' drawings because it's on par with my own drawing skills. But I got to tell you, Emmett is a terrible drawer. I can't tell.
Well, he's four, so there's that. But he's
just
still
kidding,
learning.
Emmett.
Wait till he finds out. Wait till he finds
He's
out what you
bed.
Said. Of course he is. He better be in bed. This is the drawing here. I didn't want to give too many clues, but if you had to guess what this is.
I thought it looked like you eating a big piece of pizza.
Oh, where's me?
Your head is the 75% left side of the drawing, and then there's that triangular piece of pizza on the right.
Oh, I see that now. No, that is not me eating a pizza. Now, I'm going to tell you what this is, and I want you to tell me if I should be concerned, unless you have another guess.
It could be a treasure map. That's my only other guess.
Good one, too. Okay, so now that we're looking at it, maybe about 20% of the left-hand side, you see those squiggly lines?
Yeah.
That is a tornado, and all the circles with the dots are people screaming for help.
Oh, wow.
So he drew a tornado and people screaming, help, help, help me. Should I be concerned?
No, actually, I take it back. This is a pretty accurate portrayal of that scene now that I look at it that way.
Wow. Well, thank you. I'll let him know. You said that. You totally
I
redeemed yourself.
I might have to commission him now.
So now you see all those dots. I think those are eyes, and I think the circles are people. But that's what he said. It's just people running and screaming for help from a tornado. I don't know why he's so concerned. I think the reason why he's concerned is when we were driving back home after the Thanksgiving break, we were driving back on that Sunday, we were listening to KMOX as there was tornado warnings going on. So he was in the car, we're listening to that, and I think ever since then he's had this fascination with tornadoes.
Are you sure he was concerned or was he enthused?
No, he was concerned.
Okay.
He thought, oh, what about my friends? Are my friends going to get hurt? He was worried, you know, because everyone in the area was under that threat. So that's what happened. I shouldn't be concerned.
Has he seen The Wizard of Oz?
No.
I'll tell you, when those tornado sirens came on, I texted my parents because they said that they were going to, possible warnings in North County, and my parents still live up in Florissant. So I texted them, is everything going okay? And my mom was not too concerned because she said she was simply riding her stationary bike in the basement, to which my dad responded with a picture of the woman on the bike and the Wizard of Oz riding through the tornado.
That's what I would also do. I don't think
quite complimentary of my mother.
Yeah, my wife would not laugh at that if I did something similar to it. Not even in the least bit. I'm trying to find this other story I wanted to bring up because this is a good news thing for this. Well, if you want to see this picture of my son Drew, the tornado and the kids running for help, or all the people running for help, just go to @RyanRecker on Twitter. You can see it for yourself. Now, if anyone would like to purchase this original drawing, let me know, because there's a bonus drawing on the back I didn't take a picture of. So, you know, those both sides of the paper. It's a 2-for-1 deal. There was another story, and this is good news, I think, for this radio program. Too much sleep linked to a greater risk of disease and death. So, good news is, hey, you have an excuse to stay up later to listen to this radio program every night. Yay! Recommended amount of sleep for adults is 6 to 8 hours a night. Who gets over 8 hours a night? People without kids, guaranteed. I don't know how anyone with children could get more than 8 hours a night. So, sleeping more than those hours associated with an increased risk of death and cardiovascular diseases. Meaning, how about you stay up a little later and continue to listen to KMOX every night? See, I can benefit from this. This is scientifically proven you should be listening to this program more. Research team found, and this is from CNN who wrote this up, that people sleeping more than the recommended upper limit of 8 hours increased their risk of major cardiovascular events like stroke or heart failure, as well as death, by up to 41%. Why do they hide death in there? You think that would be the lead, like upwards of death. You kind of make that sound like it's the least of your problems. Well, maybe they're saying that stroke and heart failure worse than death. It says daytime napping also associated with increased risk of major cardiovascular events and deaths in those more than 6 hours of nighttime per sleep, but not in those sleeping less than 6 hours a night. So that's good news for me. I split my sleep schedule up. When I go home, I normally set my alarm for 6 hours. So depending on how long it takes before I need to wake up, I probably get about 5.5 hours of sleep or so. But then I take a daytime nap to get a little more energy, because coffee can only take you so far. I enjoy coffee, but it's not enough when you're trying to be entertaining on the radio. You still sound tired unless you get that nap. And even with the nap, I still sound tired. But with that, I was thinking to myself, man, I'm in trouble then. They're saying nappers also have an increased risk of death. Nope. As long as you're sleeping less than 6 hours and then you take the nap afterwards and you're not going more than 8, you're good. Hey, thank you, science. Team found for every 1,000 people sleeping the recommended 6 to 8 hours per sleep, 7.8 developed cardiovascular disease or died each year. This rose to 9.4 in people who slept 6 or fewer hours at night. And then if you slept 8 to 9 hours, that rose to 8.4. So if you get the recommended, the standard is 7.8. If you did less, you have a higher risk. If you did more, you have a higher risk. That rose even further if you slept 9 to 10 hours a night. That's upwards of 10.4 per thousand. Whew. And upwards of 14.8 per thousand among those sleeping more than 10 hours a night. How does anyone find time to sleep 10 hours a day? When you're younger, you need more sleep. Kids sleep a lot. They need it. They're developing. Their bodies are growing. But any adult that can do that, I think to myself, even when, I'm going to go back to when my wife and my son, they drove back to her parents' house and it left me time to work around the house. It was almost like a double vacation. She got a vacation from me. I got a vacation from her. But what I found out was I was so bored. It felt like when the kid was gone, all of that extra free time I had, I thought, I'm going to sleep 10 hours tonight. I'm going to lounge around. This is going to be the greatest thing ever. I found myself so incredibly bored. I didn't know what to do with myself. I don't know how anyone could sleep 10, 11 hours. I really don't, unless they have some sort of like clinical depression and they're battling that. They don't know how to get around it. How does anyone, I guess if you don't have a job and I don't know, even then. But hey, good news for us. Get less sleep if you need it to be healthier. And then listen to this radio program, or you can download the podcast. And if you need help going to sleep, let's say you are less than 6 hours a night and you need help going to sleep, this could be the cure for it too. Overnight America. Let my deep voice help you fall asleep at night. This is Pillow Talk. All right, there's a story that has gone viral. A dad made his daughter walk to school for bullying. It's one of those questionable punishments. We're going to get your take on it next in Overnight America. KMOX.
Local news from St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather station. KMOX.
We got
I like that. Remember that scene in Dumb and Dumber after Jim Carrey puts all the laxatives in the guy's drink and it shows him, he's riding that little mini motorcycle laughing. And they're playing this song in the background. Welcome back to Overnight America. Wow. Remember last week we were right at the crossroads of Goofy and Serious? Looks like we're having one of those nights again today, aren't we? since it is the last show of the week, we keep things a little bit more flexible too. And let me give you the number here because we want to talk about this dad's lesson that's gone viral on bullying in Ohio. A video that's been viewed a million times of a girl walking to school. Her dad is behind the camera and says it was her punishment after she was suspended from the bus for bullying another student. 10-year-old. 10-year-old girl. Dad following behind on the car, making the girl walk to school. This is in Swanton, Ohio. WTVG reporting it. Do you think that's okay? 10-year-old girl. Look, you know how cold it is in Ohio right now? You think that's a proper punishment? I'm going to let the dad play the case, but I want to know what you think about this. 314-436-7900, the number that has stayed the same after all these years, or 800-925-1120. Does the punishment match the crime in this case? Let's hear what the dad says.
This lovely lady is my 10-year-old daughter who has, for the second time this school year, been kicked off the school bus due to bullying another student. Let me make this extremely clear. Bullying is unacceptable, especially in my household. Friday, when my daughter brought home her paperwork for her bus suspension, she said, "Daddy, you're going to have to take me to school next week." A lot of children today feel that the things their parents do for them is a right and not a privilege, such as parents taking their children to school in the morning, or even bus rides to school in the morning. All of that is a privilege and should be treated as such. So today, my beautiful daughter is going to walk 5 miles to school in 36 degree weather. Ooh. I know a lot of you parents are not going to agree with this, but that is all right, because I'm doing what I feel is right to teach my daughter a lesson and to stop her from bullying.
5 miles. Said parents need to hold their kids accountable, he says. He posts this online. He knows that some parents will think this is too harsh. If you're 10, what grade does that put you? So 6th grade, roughly? Okay. The parent was there the whole time, driving with the car behind. Said, I was bullied many times by kids bigger than me. Says he's received a lot of support from other parents, though some have expressed anger and concern over his decision. I think the guy's fine to do this. I know that since it's a girl, it feels a little different, mostly because, yeah, you know, boys seem to be, this is a more appropriate punishment for a boy. But this is a serious deal. You know, the way that these kids act towards other kids, you have to make a strong stand against things. If they're treating other people miserably, if they're going out bullying them to the point where they get kicked off the bus, that's a problem you need to address. And I think this gets the point across. Sometimes desperate measures are needed in order to correct this type of behavior. And I don't know if this kid will be able to correct it instantly. I don't know. There's other things I'm sure the parent will have to do in addition to this. But to me, I don't have a problem with it. Do you? 314-436-7900. Let me get to Jeff over in Ferguson. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Good.
I think the father was behind. The father was there the whole time, right, while the kid was walking?
Yep, he was in his car, and you know that there has to be an extreme amount of patience on the father's side, too, to put this punishment
now
out there.
Now, if he would have let her go off by herself, then maybe there might be an issue. But since he was right there with her, basically.
Yeah, he didn't just set her out and say, good luck, see you later, kid.
Yeah. So I don't see what the big, if there's a big problem with it, if he was right there.
Yeah, and it's good to note out, she was suspended from, was it a 3-day suspension? So the 5 miles is total between those 3 days of what she had to walk. So it wasn't a one five-mile trek, you know? So she's walking a little over a mile each time, which, all things considered, is not the worst or even hard to do.
I thought, when I first heard the story, I thought the bus driver let her off in the middle of the route. Now, bullying or not, when I first thought that, you shouldn't put a child off like that.
What, kicking out of the school bus? I didn't read that part of it.
I mean, if that's what I thought.
Oh, that was your impression. I see.
Yeah. The bus driver put her off in the middle of the route.
Did you ever have any sort of punishments when you were younger that was seemed a little harsh?
I never did anything that bad.
You know what my parents used to do for me? I don't know if this is genius. I don't know if they just didn't like punishing me, but they always made me punish myself. So whenever I did something bad, they would make me go into the bathroom and put a bar of soap in my mouth, kind of like the Christmas story, and I hated doing that. It was disgusting.
Yeah, I was kind of a boring child.
Yeah, but they always made me do it to myself, and I'd have to go in alone, do all these things, and they would trust me to go do it, and I think that was something that put some discipline into my mind, self-discipline. I don't know if they did that on purpose, but it seemed effective.
You know, like I said, he didn't leave her alone or anything, so I don't see the problem.
You know, he's has to feel a little like he's being punished, too. But this is kind of part of being a parent. You have to put things aside. Who knows what other things he does in the morning if he has other kids or whatever. But you know that he's probably not too thrilled to take an extra hour out of his day in these next couple of days to slowly follow behind this kid. Yeah, and it looks like the picture in the video, if you were to see it, it's almost like a country road. So it doesn't look like it's a lot of traffic or anything. She's walking on the shoulder. He's slowly from behind. I'm guessing he's got the emergency flashers on. Okay.
Good night.
Thanks, Jeff.
Good night. Bye. Good night.
Always good hearing from Jeff. Let me get to Ron, who's calling in. Hey, Ron, what's going on?
Hey, I just want to, I listened to your talk there, and I just had to call in.
Yeah.
My mom, she's passed on, but you know the old story that everybody tells about their parents saying, well, I walk so far to work and so far to school with a warm potato or egg in my pocket, both uphill both ways.
And your shoes were old Wonder Bread bags, you know, everything like that.
Well, my mom literally did walk to school 5 miles off her farm with her brothers to a parochial school in St. Peter's, Missouri. And so, you know, I don't have a problem with this father doing that, with the fact that he's right there observing her. Of course, I'd have a problem if he wasn't there, but
10-year-old girls,
good discipline.
Yeah, you don't want to risk them getting abducted. It's a crazy world we live in. It was different probably for your mom, of course, much different.
Right.
Yeah. So, Ron, I don't have a big problem with it either. I don't see it all that bad. If we need to have some pretty serious adjustments in a kid's behavior, you got to take these things pretty seriously anymore, and I think this will get the point across.
Yep.
Thanks, Ron. Good to hear you. Bye.
All right.
Yeah. No big deal. His mom used to do it all the time. Yeah, uphill both ways. And you want to talk about having it hard when you're a kid? Let me tell you about one little boy who went to school wearing his hand-me-down sister's dresses because that's all they had growing up. He had to wear his... No, it wasn't me. Don't point at me, Producer Mike. I'm not that tough. This guy had to wear... And you may have heard this story before. Go to school. They were so dirt poor. The only clothing they had to put on their kids were the hand-me-downs. And it just so happens his older siblings were girls. So he wore the dresses to school. Now, could you imagine getting made fun of wearing a dress to school, but you wanted to be able to get your education? You know who that was? One of the toughest guys in all of cinema, Charles Bronson. He goes and does all the Death Wish movies, you know? Guys like this dude is, you don't mess with a dude like this. You don't know why? Because he wore a dress growing up. He's lived enough. I mean, he is out there, man. And can you think of someone that has been a bigger, tough dude on camera than him? I mean, there's very few you can name. Coming up, I want to get some more of your calls on this. Dad's lesson on bullying goes viral. Do you think this is fine? Do you want to scold the dad? Do you think it's inappropriate to make a kid walk in the cold outside as a punishment for bullying other kids? Hopefully this changes the behavior of the kid. I don't know if it's effective. Every time you read those books and they say, this is how you properly discipline a kid. Well, you have to sit down with them and you have to talk to them on their level and you have to reasonably do this and you got to make sure they do that. Well, no. Sometimes things like this work just as well, even though most experts would tell you not to do it. This is kind of an old way of thinking, and sometimes we need those old ways of thinking. And I think this dad's got it right, and he probably knows what's going to motivate his kid the best. We'll take some of your calls coming up, too, on Overnight America, KMOX.
Overnight America and Ryan Recker continues on KMOX.
Yuck, 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 yuck. Our little funny producer, Mike, throwing in some Dumb and Dumber. So I'm watching CNN, and they have some of their breaking news on, which happens to be, let me read this, CNN offices in New York evacuated due to bomb threat. Police close Columbus Circle area to vehicle and pedestrian traffic, and I don't understand how a network, this is a broadcast news network like CNN, the best they can put out is cell phone quality. Here, let me pull this up real quick. Take a listen to this.
Potential five bombs being inside of the very building that we were in. Called in tonight around 10:15.
What they're doing is they basically have a live video that's being recorded from a cell phone airing on CNN. Now, they have one camera that has high-quality video coverage where they're showing a police van and the lights are blaring or whatever, and there's a bunch of officers standing around. But when they take the feed for the anchors who are outside trying to explain what's going on, you have Don Lemon and Stetler or whatever out there, and what they're doing is, this is the best they can do?
A hotel, a shopping center, apartment buildings.
You can barely understand what they're saying.
This kind of behavior, hopefully it is nothing more than a false alarm. That is the hope, and that is the expectation.
All right, I'm being told to switch phones. Yeah. Can you hear me? This is
And they're using a cell phone to talk on air at CNN right now. Now, obviously, this is not good. You don't want to see any threats against anyone, any threats of physical violence or bombs. Anyone that would do something like this, hey, don't. Cut it out. Don't be stupid. Even if you don't like who the people are, regardless of who it is, don't do stupid stuff like this. So do I have to put that disclaimer before anyone thinks I'm endorsing or delighting in what's going on here? What I'm saying is it's CNN. They claim to be the face of news, right? This is CNN. And the pinnacle of any news coverage whatsoever. And even on their own coverage, the best they can do is pass a cell phone around for people to talk to. This is a network, man. What are they doing? Come on.
Out of the building.
But and what did you do? You went to a local, like a hotel or a restaurant.
So annoyed by that. So annoyed by that. I wanted to look at this article again from Ohio. Am I being too mean to CNN? They're on a cell phone, man. This is a network news. Cell phone. Do I feel like Allen Iverson? Yes, I do. We're talking about cell phone. No, we're talking about a cell phone. Let me play this again. His name is Matt Cox. He's the parent of the daughter who was bullying other kids so much so she got kicked off the school bus. How bad does it have to be where you're getting kicked off a school bus? He wasn't putting up with it anymore.
This lovely lady is my 10-year-old daughter who has, for the second time this school year, been kicked off the school bus due to bullying another student.
Say the second time that happened? What were some of those punishments that your parents had for you? Did your parents go hard on you on anything, and what was that? I'm curious. 314-436-7900. Or if you think that making a kid walk in the cold for a couple miles to school is too much, I'd like to hear that too. I also want to point out that I've heard stories of parents that have done a couple of different things. There's some common punishment. If you have two boys, I wonder if Chris Raby ever had this punishment because he's got a bunch of brothers. The boys would be forced to, like one example, hug for an hour or wear the same t-shirt for an hour or whatever it was to get them to be close and realize they can't fight all the time. And obviously the embarrassment of it all. Sure, the boys don't like doing something like that, but they realize the alternative was, well, be good or wear the timeout shirt or whatever it is, then yes, they're going to be wearing that shirt. Like I mentioned, my parents, they made me eat soap and they made me put the discipline to myself. I think that maybe taught me to have self-discipline. I don't know if that was intended or not, but it just was. So this clip is on social media. You can check it out online if you really want to check it out. There was something else I was going to bring up this hour. And in a little bit, we're going to play the whole other story with Kevin Colleen. Ask Your Mother is the new play that'll be debuting in a couple of Mondays from now. Oh boy, this will be a fun one. I just got the script today. Pretty excited to read through it. I haven't had a chance yet. But so we'll talk about the Christmas play that you'll be able to attend here in a few weeks. There's a story in TMZ. Jessica Simpson and Natalie Portman are apparently going at it. And I don't know if this is appropriate for Natalie Portman to even care about this sort of thing. I don't even know why she was provoked to have these comments. I don't think she's wrong by any means. I don't think she's wrong. It's just weird. It seems like you're purposely trying to go out and start fights. As in, why do you even care about a photo that was taken 20 years ago in the 1990s? So Jessica Simpson, Natalie Portman going at it, saying she got mixed messages from one of Jessica's famous magazine covers back in the day. There was a picture of her, Jessica Simpson, wearing a bikini. I think it was an American flag bikini. And as part of this, she was talking about how she was a virgin, but, you know, she's dressing very provocatively. She's taking these photo shoots and she's on the front of magazine covers dressing, you know, in this way with basically no clothing on. So Natalie Portman came out and said, you're sending mixed messages. You're saying that, oh, yeah, I'm holding myself away. But then again, I'm going to make myself a sex symbol. So it's I'm getting mixed messages. Given the fact this was decades ago is weird, but I don't think she's got I think Natalie Portman's right to say that. Jessica then responded by saying she's disappointed in Natalie shaming for her posing in a bikini while also boasting about being a virgin. It said in a recent interview, Natalie Portman told USA Today, I remember being a teenager and there was Jessica Simpson on the cover of a magazine saying I'm a virgin while wearing a bikini. And I was confused, like, I don't know what this is trying to tell me as a woman, as a girl. It is a weird thing in society anymore, isn't it? Where it's like... We're not allowed to criticize people for sending mixed messages. Natalie, who plays a pop star in an upcoming movie, was talking about real life pop stars as part of an interview, I guess, and they were asking who are some of her pop star friends, but this is something that resonated with her. Jessica thinks Natalie should know better, telling her as public figures, we both know our images not totally in our control at all times, and that the industry we work in often tries to define us and box us in. No, that is not. Yeah, we both know our image is not totally in our control. Yeah, like someone forced you, like it, basically at gunpoint, to go pose for the cover of that magazine provocatively and go out there and talk about being a virgin, which in basically, you're talking about your sex life or whatever at that point. So Jessica further scolds Natalie by saying, being sexy in a bikini and being proud of my body are not synonymous with having sex. Well, you know what? You are sending mixed messages. And I will say that it's a lot of problems that parents have to deal with anymore. I feel terrible for anyone raising a girl in today's society. If you got a young girl in your house and they're getting up close to those teenage years, how many of those crazy mixed messages are they bombarded with every single day? I mean, how many pictures are they seen online that is just normal and these girls are doing very provocative and dangerous things? Things that they're posting online, their friends are probably posting things online that you know they'll regret in the future, but the pressures are there because they feel like if they don't do it, then they're not going to be able to find any friends. They're not going to be able to confide in anyone else because they'll be the odd one out. They'll be the prude or whatever it is. Those are the type of pressures these girls are faced with every single day. And it doesn't seem like there's enough people standing up and saying, maybe it's a bad trend for us to do that for the next generation. Maybe this isn't the right way to approach these sort of things. Maybe we shouldn't try to sexualize everything. Maybe we should go out there and try to normalize this sort of thing too. Every magazine cover, I mean, you can go out to eat on a Sunday after church and you can't even look up at a television without seeing some of these really dangerous images popping up there. Not even then. Listening to anything on the internet, you don't even know. You think you're watching something that's family friendly, and then they slip something in. You're like, come on now. There's so many of these messages out there. Can't even get magazines advertisings like that, too. It continues to get worse and worse. So I'm with Natalie Portman on this. I'm totally on board in saying that, hey, if you're going to be posing on a cover of a magazine, and this is the image you want to put out of yourself to sell yourself this way, and then go out and saying, oh, you know, it's all okay because I wait. No, you're sending mixed messages. You're putting the wrong message out there for these other girls. You really are. Maybe you think I'm wrong. If you have a parent of a girl, I'm sorry, but there are so many other things that these kids are growing up and facing today that you never would have anticipated 30 years ago. And it's just something you have to deal with, something you can't ignore. And it's so hard to go against the trend when all their other friends are trying to lean into it. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. That's not to say my son, as he grows up, will have a completely easy ride from here on out. He's got a lot of his other problems. Access to the internet and the things that you're able to look up on and the temptation boys will have growing up with it too, that's going to be a whole other thing. So I'm not saying that it's just a girl thing. I'm just saying it's a growing up thing anymore. That's why you got to be tough on your kids. That's why you got to make them walk to school every once in a while in the cold after they bully someone. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
When news breaks out, KMOX breaks in. St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather. Depend on it.
Welcome back to Overnight America. Are you planning on going to the holiday show this year? I really hope you do. It's going to be a lot of fun. 314-436-7900 if you're going to go this year. You know, why don't you just let me know or even text it in if you'd like. Kevin Killeen was previewing it in his whole nother story. I wanted to play this for you.
Da, 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 da. This year's comedy features Charlie Brennan and Debbie Monterey as a husband and wife. They're an older couple getting ready for their three grown children and their kids to arrive in St. Louis at the old house for an old-time Christmas. Charlie's character is based on my own dad. At a time in his life when he was starting to forget things, he had memory problems and had to write down lists all the time of everything to do. The opening scene, in fact, is based on a true story. One time my sister Patty took my dad on a long Sunday ride and he loved it. And at the end, they're pulling in the driveway and he said, it sure was nice of you to spend time with me, but something's been bothering me. I'm trying to remember how we're connected. Dad, my sister said, I'm your daughter. Well, that's very nice of you to say that, my dad said, but I think of you as family, but no fooling. Who are you? That sounds very sad and pathetic, but actually this is a comedy. There's a lot of confusion, as families familiar with that subject know. The oldest son in the story is coming into town with his family. He's played by Mark Reardon, and Reardon told me he was very happy to see in the script that he gets to wear a hippie wig and have a hippie wife, Jane Duker. Tom Ackerman will play the younger son, a successful proctologist who suspects that his brother is planning to kill him. Maria Kina plays the in-town daughter. She's single, and her confused dad is constantly trying to set her up and find a husband, even inviting the firewood man, Roger Brand, to come by for a date. Carol Daniel plays the nun, Harry Hamm the priest, Hancock and Kelly, Sasquatch hunters. There will be live sound effects, you know, the shoes on the cornflakes for people walking in the snow or the wobbling metal for a thunderstorm. There's musical scoring that's live, and a special musical guest, Clint Hosse. Most of my plays have been about people trying to hold on to something that's vanishing, and maybe that's true about the holiday radio show itself. It's called Ask Your Mother. With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Aw, sounds like a good one. I can't wait. So we're just a few weeks away from it. It's on the 17th, so two Mondays from now. Go get it. Sheldon Concert Hall. Go and get it while you can. It's funny he mentions that at the end, something that is going and seems to be slipping away in the holiday radio program like that, too. Hopefully that goes on much longer. There's a mixed reaction around the radio station. I guess I can say this. Hopefully it doesn't upset anyone. But whenever I talk to people about it, I think it's great that KMOX continues to do this. Sometimes I'll bring it up and they'll say, yeah, we've been doing this for too long, or oh, I don't know if anyone likes it anymore. So they're worried that we're doing it in vain. I don't think we are. Go, if you like to support this sort of thing and have some fun with it, we do it because you guys enjoy it. So hopefully we'll be able to do it for a while. But you know how that goes. Sometimes the things are fleeting. I want to bring this back up. I'm watching CNN right now. Their offices in New York evacuated due to a bomb threat. Let's see if they've improved the audio quality.
Came in, originally we thought it was around 9:47. Bomb squad is on standby at the scene. We're being told, hang on one second. We just got the all clear.
All right, so it looks like CNN's going back in. I can't believe a news network has to result to airing a streamed cell phone quality live shot outside of their own building. I cannot believe that. All right. Let me bring this up. This is a follow-up from a story we had a couple of weeks ago. A Dutchman who wanted to change his date of birth to boost his dating prospects saw his day in court. And you want to guess what happened? Did he win or lose? You think he was able to legally change his age? He argued that on legal documents, if you're allowed to change your sex because, you know, fluid and all, he said, I should be able to do the same thing to my age because, you know, fluid and all. Well, he lost his day in court. He is still 69 years old. He wanted to change his birth date by 20 years to avoid what he called discrimination. Said, we live in a time when you can change your name, when you can change your gender. Why can't I decide my own age? I don't know if he sounds like that, but yeah, there's a picture of him. He looks really good for his age. If he's 69 years old, he definitely looks like he's 59. Saying he's 20 years younger, that's a stretch. 10 years younger, maybe. Mr. Rattlebrand or Brattleband is at liberty to feel 20 years younger than his real age and to act accordingly, the judges said. But it's undesirable legal and social implications. And they're absolutely right. They said he made TV and other press appearances. He said he's discriminated against in employment and also in dating because he's on the Tinder app and he has to explain to people he's in his 60s when people in their 60s don't use Tinder. If I'm 49, then I can buy a new house. I can drive a different car. I can take up more work. When I'm on Tinder, it says I'm 69. I don't get an answer. Then go to another service. It's not like Tinder is the only game out there, man. Plus, does that say about you if all you can do is be deceptive to other people in order to get them to like you? That's kind of sad, right? If only I was 20 years younger, then everyone will like me. It sounds like a setup to a movie at the start when they do the little dream sequence or whatever. And he gets to see what his life's like 20 years in the past. It says, rights and obligations, this is what the court said, rights and obligations are also attached to age. For example, the right to vote, the right to marry, the opportunity to drink alcohol and to drive a car, the court said. We found that the possibility of declaring oneself younger could open the door to the opposite, becoming older. So let's say you want to legally put out there, well, you know, 21 to drink. I feel 21, so hey, I might be 18, so I'm going to sue. Make sure I can go buy alcohol, is what the court essentially is saying. Or, nah, you know, if you have to wait to drive a car, who's to say I can't just skip forward? Or let's say there's some legal implications of you have to wait so long for something. Like in 20 years, this expires. Well, wait a minute. What if I can legally just fast forward 20 years? I don't know if logically that works. And the courts say, no, you can't do that. So it also said that while changes to the law to allow a person to change their gender took place following a global debate on the issue, no widespread advocacy for a change existed except for this one lone case. So it really, why flip turn things upside down for one guy and they don't even agree with him? That's kind of fascinating. I think we all knew which way this was going to go. At least something logical happened. This was reported from the BBC. He lives, where was he? In Germany or something, somewhere over in the Europe area. Coming up in the next hour, I want to talk space stuff. Oh, man. You know that movie, 2001 Space Odyssey, where they're talking to HAL, that red dot? I cannot let you do that. Well, did you know there was a HAL on the International Space Station? Well, not exactly. You know, you can call it a HAL-like feature. It was a little artificial intelligent robot that the astronauts could talk to. Well, guess what? Just like 2001 Space Odyssey, the robot started going, I can't allow you to do that. The artificial intelligence was catching on. We're really not that far off from it, are we? We're going to talk space travel with Dr. Albert Lin, National Geographic Explorer host, is on Monday night talking about human travel into deep space. And he goes out and talks to the experts in all kinds of different travel. There's a couple in Arizona that got caught driving with their kids in the trunk on a road trip. I'll tell you this. Back when I was younger, I thought it was like crazy. Remember, it was a lot different back then when the safety standards were different too. You used to be able to put your kids in the back of like a station wagon without a seatbelt. Now today you'd go to jail for it. Well, we're going to talk about that too coming up. Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.